set to match and exceed the Cavs' first half aggression.
Gus Johnson's the best NBA play-by-play analyst. Him and Kevin Harlan. And Marcus Johnson, too.
Carter Jr., three! That's what they've been waiting for in Orlando. They want this game to hold serve and head back to Cleveland for Tuesday night. Struce down the lane. Bounce pass. Allen couldn't make the catch. Lost it out of bounds.
Man, this game is good. These games are good. It's Saturday playoffs. Let's go. Out here running errands Saturday afternoon before the games come on. Y'all try to get down to the Dontre Hamilton thing too over there at Red Arrow Park. That starts at noon. Slide through there for a little bit real quick too, just to pay our respects. I think it's only like a 2 or 3 hour event, and there's something going on tomorrow as well, so I'm in the car, so I don't have all the solid information on me, but I know there's a little memorial thing going on, you know, just to pay respects to Dontre today at Red Arrow Park. That's starting at 12 on Saturdays, April 27th. So if you're not already en route down there or planning on it, you know what I mean? By the time you hear this, this would be old news. But yeah, we're sitting here at Whole Foods. Michelle went in to grab a one of them take and bake pizzas or whatever. And then we're gonna get back home, throw that in, and watch the games. Yep. Starting to get a little busy out here on the roads. It's nice out here, but it's supposed to start raining later and stuff. It's windy as hell out. Yep, so Whole Foods. Hopefully I asked her to grab me a like some kind of sweet treat or something, you know, some sweets. So I'll see what she brings back. She usually knows what I like. We've been together so long now, she pretty much knows what I like when it comes to like the sweets and stuff. Yeah, other than that, yeah, just waiting to get to the games. Sometime I won't go into like when we just make the small little store runs. If it's just like a couple things, like I'll just stay in the car sometimes because I get impatient in the grocery store sometimes. Just how people act sometimes in there and stuff like that. Or you get sweated at the self-checkout and stuff like that. So, but I like to go with her, you know what I mean, to run the errands and stuff like that. But if it's just a little quick in and out, like, she'll usually run in and I'll just wait in the car or whatever. Because I usually do a lot of the errands, you know what I'm saying? I probably do about 80% of the errands and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because I usually get home. You know, my day ends a couple hours before hers, you know what I'm saying? So I usually end up, you know, doing the dishes and washing the clothes and stuff like that. And, yep, taking the garbage out, taking the dog out. Yeah, I do the majority of that stuff. But I don't mind it, you know what I mean? Like, we both cook and all that too. Like, it ain't like, oh, it's your night to cook. I cooked last night. No, we share, you know. All that kind of stuff. But I don't feel it's like, oh, well, you know, she's the woman, so she should be washing the clothes, and you're the man, and you should be, you know, doing all the manly stuff, like cutting all the grass and fixing all, like, we just share all that shit. You know what I mean? When you're in a relationship, you know what I mean? Because I don't want her to feel like I'm just supposed to cut the grass, and I'm just supposed to do any and everything that's like just requires lifting something or like, you know what I mean? Like, of course, obviously, you know, naturally, like if there's something like heavy, you know, obviously I'm gonna do all that shit first, you know what I'm saying? But my point is like, you just, you know, you share things. Cause I, that's one thing too, like women to be like, some people would be like, oh, well, women shouldn't be cutting grass and all that shit. Some women like cutting grass. Some women enjoy cutting grass. You know what I'm saying? Like at the house, like in the wintertime, I do the majority of the shoveling. You know, so I'll get up early and shovel. I don't want Michelle to be out there shoveling and shit, shoveling snow and stuff all early in the morning and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go out there and do that stuff. You know? I'm going to always cut the grass. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if she's like, oh, I want to cut the grass, I'm not going to be like, no, that's, I'm supposed to do that. No, if she wants to cut the grass, she can cut the grass. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, that's exercise too. It's not just about who's doing what. It's exercise. You know, it's fresh air. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm always going to protect her and shit like that. And that's one thing too. Like, I'll be trying to just make sure, like, because late at night and stuff like that. And, like, I don't really like her taking the dog out, like, super late. Like, if I've fallen asleep or something late at night and then she takes the dog out, like, I'd rather just us, you know, have a certain time, do it maybe around like 9, and then just have that be the last time. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to, you know, go down with her and stuff like that. You know? This is basically teamwork, is my point. To go all the way around the block just to get next door or whatever that is. It's teamwork, man. Don't be saying, oh, a man should just do this, and don't be saying a woman should just do this. Now, obviously, there's things like I was saying, like, if there's a fucking 60-pound box or something sitting there, obviously, I'm going to pick that up. I'm not going to, hey, Michelle, you go pick that. Obviously, naturally, I'm just going to go do that, right? But I'm saying, like, you know, yeah, you just share things. I think it makes things better. Communication is better. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. But I'm kind of a neat freak too, like, and I like things to be done, like, because, you know what I mean? So a lot of times I'll just be getting to things before she even, like, has a chance to do it. So, like I was saying, like, the dishwasher in our apartment, she's only used that thing a couple times because I wash all the dishes, you know, by hand. I don't know if that was from when I was a kid, growing up, doing chores and stuff like that, but I think that's a good thing, you know what I mean? You know, we don't ever have to worry about dishes piling up and all that kind of bullshit. But yeah, but like, sometimes I, you know, going in them grocery stores can be a little, especially just for when it's just one or two things, like, I'd just rather just wait in the car. You know, but like, if I'm, you know, got like literally a bunch of stuff, you know, then it's just whatever, I don't mind doing it. You know, you guys hear me, I go to the grocery store a lot. I think maybe that's why sometimes when the weekends roll around, because I've been to the grocery store about 3 or 4 times during the week already. So by the time the weekend comes, I don't feel like going in. It's like I'll just wait in the car and shit. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just sitting here talking to myself. Basically, we're talking to you guys. Yeah. Turn ESPN on. Yep, games. It's 12:02 p.m. on Saturday. Games are about to kick off right now. So then when she gets back, we'll get home. We're only like 5 minutes from the crib. Yeah, we're over here just off of North Avenue and them. Over on the east side, North Avenue in Maryland. Yep, the Whole Foods. I wanted to go get some of them donuts from that, what's that donut monster or whatever across the street. And they got an A for like a rating and shit too, but sometimes I don't trust like donuts, especially like when it's warmer outside, like out the case. Cause like I was saying the other day, man, a lot of times there'll be flies in there, like little gnats and stuff like that. And it's hard to keep them out of there, out of them little cases. You know what I mean? Them things are tiny. They're gonna get in, but you know, you can call it being picky or whatever, but I'd rather eat donuts without gnats on them or like them little, you know, them little fruit flies or whatever they are. Just be paying attention to that now. You know what I'm saying? In the summertime, the spring and stuff like that, when you're buying donuts, like at the grocery store and you're going to the donut thing, you know, where you just grab them out there yourself and stuff like, just be, before you go in there and reach for donuts, just glance in there real quick and make sure there's no little fruit flies in there flying around. That's all. You know, at the gas station, stuff like that, and at the grocery store, Pick and Save, Metro Market, Speedway, Quick Trip, all that stuff. I saw one time, Michelle confirmed this too. Like, if I'm still talking when she gets in the car. We went to Quick Trip one time. This was, I think it was last summer. We went to Quick Trip, and we went in there to the little case, and, you know, we were getting like the little breakfast sandwich, sausage McMuffin with egg or whatever. So we were going over, and we were about to grab one, and then we saw like a couple flies, like, land on the breakfast sandwiches. So as soon as we saw that, we were like, nope, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get nothing, you know, that's all we needed to see. So we ended up going and getting like some boxed donuts. They were already boxed, you know what I'm saying? From like the company they're made from. So while we were doing that, right, so there was some white guy, he literally walked up like behind us as we were moving, and he had to saw the flies on the thing. And he just grabbed his little sandwich like it was nothing, like it was routine, like it was muscle memory. He just grabbed one little sandwich and just boom, grabbed it and went up there and just went and paid for it like it was nothing. It was a fly all on and everything. It's like, damn, man. But then people will be like, oh, what's wrapped? So what, though? The fly landed on the package. You're going to open the package. You're going to be touching all on the package. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. Yeah. And that's why I think a lot of people get sick out here, actually. You know what I mean? That COVID's still around and stuff like that. And then just the flu and just regular germs. I think a lot of people get sick and stuff like that, man. Like these apartment buildings and like just public places, grocery stores, wherever it is where you open a door, you know what I'm saying? And you're always constantly opening doors and stuff like that. You remember when we went to that Quick Trip last summer? Remember when we went to the Quick Trip last summer? Was it Quick Trip? And we were about to get the sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what happened?
And there were flies all around, and that guy grabbed it anyway.
The white guy? I think it was a white guy, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, it was. Definitely was a white guy. He wasn't black or brown. See, I told you I was just going to ask her when she got in the car to confirm that so y'all didn't think I was just being racist. So we're headed to the Dontre Hamilton Memorial / Ceremony. You know, he got killed 10 years ago. Coming up on April 30th. So we're going to go over there. You know, his family's going to be over there. They have an event going on there today, starting at 12. And then also tomorrow they have an event going on. So we're just going to stop over real quick on our way from home, from the store, and to watch the games. It's just crazy, though, to just kind of see, like, because, like, there's white people that are, you know, just walking around downtown and stuff, and then they're just looking all around to see, oh, what's going on? You know, when they see a bunch of black people and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
They get to wondering, because, you know, a lot of them will be out of touch and out of tune with what's going on in our world. So when they see something, oh, there's the police, you know, the police are going to be hanging around anytime there's something, a black event going on. And they're here for the trouble. They ain't here to protect us. They're here to lock our ass up if they have potentially have to. I'm gonna keep track of
how many white people and how many Mexican people and Asian people, and where are the natives at? Like, for real, like, where, baby, where do they, like, I'm serious, like, you don't really see, like, a lot of Native Americans, like, just, you know what I'm saying? And maybe that's because we think everyone's black, white, or Latino. Like, I know, like, the Mongolian culture, a lot of them, they live on the north side and shit. They'll be hanging out with us and shit a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I definitely want to soak some of this in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, white people, it's black people invading downtown. Don't be mad. We're not about to tear downtown up. We're here to celebrate. Damn, that looked like, did you see that white man sitting in that bus stop? Dude look crazy. Look at, what are they? Man, I get a little leery when I see some of the white people hanging on the outskirts.
There were spots.
Yep. Y'all's gonna have to excuse how I'm dressed too.
That's okay, man.
Cause like I got on my house shoes, straight up. I got my house shoes on, I got my blue socks on and shit. I got my shorts on, I got my Locks hoodie on. Because, you know, we're downtown. It'll be, like, a little cooler down here all the time.
You can
park
here, yeah.
Yep. We found somewhere to park. So, yeah, we're just going to soak some of this in. Michelle's going to get a little video, some pictures, and then we're going to go home and watch the game.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a white man on that motorcycle. Come on, y'all. Y'all gotta laugh a little bit. Cause it's, my only thing with that is, you know what I'm saying? Cause like, my only thing with that is like, when white people sometimes, like they laugh at everything else and shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
About like everyone else, they'll make fun of everyone else and stuff. But then, like, when the joke is on them or the topic's about them, they get all upset.
Right.
Sometimes. You know?
Just let people live. Let them celebrate what they want to celebrate.
Hell yeah. Like, we just totally came out on the fly. We look bogus.
It's okay.
Can we cut through there? You want to go around that way? We just want to go through this way. Okay. Yep. So we're just about to go pay our respects. I light this cigarette up. Ooh, I hate all when that wind hits.
Yeah.
And we are here. You know, excuse the wind. The wind is, we're like in a wind tunnel. Getting video? Yeah, let's walk around through here, baby. Resources here, y'all. Think Health City of Action Now, Milwaukee Health Department, Consumer Environmental Health. I'll go around this way. I'll let y'all hear the sounds. They got food and stuff down here. They got resources, you know what I'm saying? If y'all are looking for employment, they got beanbag toss down here. They got, what else do they have? Oh, I'm gonna go over and read the Dontre Hamilton plaque. Will you get a picture of him so I'm going to sit on it? So this says, Dontre Hamilton was a man given to us to inspire, motivate, encourage, strengthen, love, and so much more. Every day he continues to manifest within our lives to keep us united and strong, not only as a community, but as a family, to uplift us, to continue our fight towards justice. We also have used Dontre's name to shed light on the difficulties we face around mental health issues. Lord knows I've had mine. We can challenge Milwaukee to be better educated and informed on how to bring more consciousness and supporting those who deal with mental health. I think we all do. Peace. Rest in peace, Dontre Hamilton. Oh, I want to go check this out for a minute. And we can just walk around. Yeah, y'all enjoy this. I'm gonna get some pictures and video.
Good morning, y'all. Peace and blessings. It's Sunday morning, April 28th. My apologies for yesterday. I said Saturday was April 28th. So, it's Sunday, April 28th. My apologies. How's everyone doing? Hope life's treating you well. I'm doing fine. It is 4:04 a.m. on Sunday morning. And first I want to just start out by saying we finally got Minnesota listeners. Yeah, I woke up this morning because Michelle and I went to bed at 7:30 last night. It was a long ass day though, because I had got up Saturday morning. Excuse me if you can hear my stomach growling. I haven't even let the dog out or anything yet. I got up, brushed my teeth, washed my face, threw my do-rag on, made some coffee, and got on the laptop, checked my phone, and I was like, 5 Minnesotas? Because you know, you can see the downloads and stuff like that, where you're listeners come from or whatever. And we've been doing podcasting now for about 2.5 months, and we finally got some people from Minnesota. It was just always odd to us. Excuse me, it was odd to us because you know we're here in Wisconsin in Milwaukee, and we have listeners from every state, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, you know, circling us, around us, but no Minnesotas. We just thought that was odd. We were like, does Minnesota get Spotify and Podbean and iHeartRadio and all that? But yeah, thank you so much, Minnesota, our neighbors. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it, Michelle and I. Yep, thank you so much. And so this morning, I'm going to be talking about the Dontre Hamilton situation. Well, I did a podcast yesterday. I briefly discussed the situation there. So I hope you guys did some more research on that. Still trying to dig in to see exactly where that officer Manny is doing nowadays. Just kind of want to see where he's working and just like what he's doing. Because, you know, I was saying a lot of times when cops get fired or disciplined and stuff like that, they'll end up, you know, you'll see them end up popping up at another police station somewhere on the country, whether it's a smaller one or whatever. They end up resurfacing and getting their jobs back and stuff like that once things quiet down and shit. So I'm going to do some more digging into that just to kind of see what's up with him. he shouldn't be a cop anywhere anymore. You know what I mean? All right, so check this damn story out here. This is crazy, and this is very relatable for me. Like I was telling you guys, you know, I've paid all my restitution. Okay, it's no secret I'm on parole, right? I get off parole July of 2026, right? So I'm closing in. I got just a tad bit over 2 years left, right? I paid all my restitution, my court costs, my supervision fees, everything, right? Everything. My legal obligations, I've paid all. I have a zero balance on that, right? Remember I was telling you guys, and I paid that up. Let's see. I paid all that up last December. So January, February, March, April, May. So I paid all of that shit off like 5-6 months ago, right? Actually, it might have been longer than that. But my point is, when I had paid everything up, right, I remember asking my PO, I was like, so now that I paid all my fees, everything, right, I have a zero balance, like, so what's next? Like, she was like, oh, well, you'll just have to pay $20 a month now. Just basically because I'm on parole still. You know what I mean? Which I think is dumb as hell. So they're basically just milking me. Like, what's the point of making me pay $20 damn? You know what I mean? So it's just like overkill. And the reason I say that is because, like, I came across a story of this lady. And she's kind of going through something very similar. So I'm going to play this video and tell me what you guys think.
State of Florida had what is called an exemption from disqualification, and they told me that you are not eligible because you owe over $127,000 for an incarceration fee from the state of Florida.
What was your reaction?
I cried. I was hysterical crying.
Now keep in mind, this, she's a former inmate. Former. And they were still making her pay $50 to be in her cell or whatever when she was locked up.
I literally felt like my entire past just punched me in the face. When I was 13, my parents split up. So it caused, you know, a lot of dysfunction, a lot of misdirection in the household. So I found a boyfriend that unfortunately got me hooked on opiates. You know, snorting them, smoking them, and then eventually I started shooting them.
And this was all while you were a teenager?
Yes.
After turning 18, Hoffman was charged with a third-degree felony.
I had pawned something that, was stolen.
Then a burglary charge.
Both of those charges are drug influenced. Ever since, 10 years ago, I've never caught another charge. I told him, I said, listen, Your Honor, you keep putting me on the streets, I'm gonna die. Like, I need help.
Hoffman was sentenced to the Phoenix House for a year, but did not complete the program.
The director picked me up.
Because of that, the judge sentenced Hoffman to 7 years in prison.
Fuck.
She served 10 months. The judge.
That's some goddamn bullshit.
In a youth offender boot camp.
I had paid everything off. I petitioned the courts to get off of probation.
See? This woman paid all her shit off. You heard her just say that? She paid everything. They were still making her pay for shit. Man, it's a cold world out here. It's brutal. This story is out of Arizona, too. And this is a black woman. All right, I won't stop it anymore. There's about a minute left.
He clapped for me and said, you above anybody deserve this. Congratulations, Ms. Hoffman. I've taken pictures with him, given him a hug, and he wrote me a handwritten Christmas card telling me he didn't like to do it. I finally felt like, the book was closed. Your redemption is complete.
Within 3 years, when applying for that exemption to working case management, her dream job, Hoffman found out that she, like thousands of others, still owes the state $50 a day for the 7 years of her original sentence, $127,750.
Bullshit.
Charged me for a cell that I didn't occupy.
That's crazy.
I felt so tricked and so fooled. There is no ladder with that that will ever truly allow you to be a second chance anything. There isn't. And they make sure of it.
Hoffman's grand...
I'm trying to tell you, man. Why you think my podcast is called Cold World, man? These people be doing some straight up BS to us sometimes, man. You know what I mean? And who runs a prison system? Who makes the laws in the prisons? White people. Check this one out. This is this white lady, and she is trying to act like she's being harassed. She's clearly not. This is from Bishop Talbert Swan, and his post says, Jewish woman walking her dog on Northwestern University campus calls the police and tells a blatant lie that she is being surrounded and attacked. People like her need to be arrested for filing false police reports and putting innocent people in danger. Let's see what she was talking about.
Lying. No, you are free to move.
Lying ass Karen.
You are free to move. 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 She's free to move. She's free to leave. She is free to leave. No one is surrounding her. She is free to leave.
The Karen, it looks like her dog don't even want to be with her. No one's bothering this lady. I'm watching the video. No one's within a good 10 feet of her.
She's free to leave. No one is surrounding her.
No one is surrounding her.
No one is surrounding her.
I'm just walking my dog. I need help.
She's free to leave.
Damsel in distress. Of course you're wearing white stuff. And some more. I'm just scrolling through my feed, man, and these stories are just ridiculous. This is from Exposed Racists and Pedophiles. Recessive gene carrier murders black woman. This is a white guy that murdered a black woman. I'm going to play the video, but I'm going to read the clip here. A black missing Louisiana teenager's body was found dismembered in a river. Now, a man she met online has been charged with her murder. It was reported that a body was floating on the Quachita River. Deputies recovered the body, but found only a torso. The body was identified as 19-year-old Cheryl Turner, who was reported missing by her twin sister. The identified Anthony Pierce Holland Jr. as the killer in this case. White man, Caucasoid, Anthony Pierce Holland Jr. is the killer in this case. Anthony Pierce Holland Jr. admitted to killing Cheryl Turner and dismembering her body inside his home. Bitch ass white dude. Same thing, eerie resemblance to the Max Anderson case. So I'm going to play this clip, you guys. This stuff's making me mad.
That's right, Kyla. 29-year-old Anthony Pierce Holland Jr. has been arrested and charged in the death of 19-year-old Cheryl Turner. And we do want to warn you, some of the details in this case may be extremely disturbing. On January 24, 2024, the partial remains of Cheryl Turner were discovered in Catahoula Parish by a local boater. Catahoula Parish detectives began their investigation by conducting an autopsy and several DNA tests to identify the victim. The remains matched the description of Cheryl Turner.
I'm just going to pause it for a second, man, because I know I talk about race and stereotypes a lot and stuff like that, but you got to understand the world I was living in, you know, in and out of prison, getting in trouble and shit like that. You know, a lot of these corrections officers, a lot of police officers and stuff, the probation and parole officers, you know, the AODA treatment counselors, all that stuff, 90% of them were white. I was telling you, these prisons up north here in Wisconsin, unless you're at MSDF, Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility in downtown Milwaukee, which is actually a prison, or you're at the county jail or the house correction or whatever the hell they're calling that now, where else, or unless you're in one of these, you know, pre-release centers or halfway houses in the city of Milwaukee or whatever, you ain't gonna see nobody black. Corrections officers, staff, none of them. Waupun, Portage, Oshkosh, Jackson, St. Croix, Kettle Moraine, all of them, white corrections officers. And a lot of them, I ain't saying all of them, I'm going to say about 75% of them don't like black people or brown people because they already look at us like criminals. Like I was telling you, I've had corrections officers tell me, like the last time I got released, and I've been home, like I said, 11 years. April 8th was 11 years for me. I haven't fucked up, haven't been back. I have no trouble. Zero. You know what I'm saying? But I had a corrections officer tell me when I got released, oh, I'll see you in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Damn, like, fuck. Where's the encouragement?
Turner, who had not been heard from since January 1st. On April 23rd, 2024, Anthony Pierce Holland Jr., a West Monroe resident, was arrested and questioned by detectives of the West Monroe Police Department. According to court documents, authorities learned that on January 1st, Holland picked up the victim from New Iberia in a black Toyota Corolla and traveled back to Washington Parish. According to the Catahoula Parish Sheriff's Office, on January 2nd, the victim's phone connected to Wi-Fi near Holland's home on Trenton Street in West Monroe. On the same day at 11:26 p.m., the victim's phone stopped transmitting messages via text.
Going to get me some coffee and let Charlie outside.
Vehicle in the area near where the body was located.
I'll be back in a minute.
To the discovery of the remains. Medical examiner.
There's only about 20 seconds left.
The time frame in which the remains were in the river was consistent with the time frame when Holland's vehicle was seen in the area. The autopsy report indicated that the victim sustained fatal injuries to her neck and was allegedly sexually assaulted by Holland. Holland admitted to killing, dismembering, and disposing of the victim in a body of water that feeds into the Washington River. Holland was charged with second-degree murder and was not granted a bond after appearing in court today. He is expected to return to court on Friday, April 26th. For
good, he shouldn't get out. And then here's what's gonna happen too. When this guy goes to court and stuff like that, and he gets sentenced. Now, I don't want people being all pissed off if the judge gives him life. You know what I'm saying? Then he ends up getting out 20 years from now or some shit like that, and he ends up doing something else wrong to somebody. People are gonna be all mad at whoever the governor is of Louisiana, they'd be like, oh, he let him out. No, no. Be mad at the judge. Because the judge in this case should be giving this dude life without the possibility of parole. Because then you ain't got to worry about him ever being released. That's one thing I get sick of, too. Like, when people get released and shit like that for these crimes, they get all mad at, like here in Wisconsin, people are, Tony Evers, the governor here in Wisconsin, Tony Evers is letting people out of prison. No, he's not. No, he's not. Tell these judges and DAs to give some of these fucking animals, this white animal, life without possibility of parole, so you don't have to ever get out again. I got one more for you. This is the one I had pulled up last night. I'm glad I didn't forget about it because I'm all this new bullshit this morning I'm waking up to. So here's another one. So this is 5 months ago, the Blood Tribe. Once again, 5 months ago, the Blood Tribe, which is a white supremacist neo-Nazi group, demonstrated on the University of Wisconsin campus. Oh my God, damn. Here in Wisconsin. University of Wisconsin campus, brandishing rifles, carrying swastika flags, and chanting, "Israel is not our friend, and there will be blood, blood, blood." The protesters were all white. You hear me? I'm not making this stuff up. Be mad at the people that are doing this stuff while people are like, "Why is he always talking about race?" Go listen to another podcast, because I don't care how you feel about that. The protesters were all white males. Police did nothing. Yesterday, unarmed, peaceful students demonstrated at Emory University against genocide in Palestine. The protesters were mostly black and other non-white students. That's why them fucking racist white dudes came out, because it was black people out there protesting. That's why. Police tear gassed, tased, brutalized, used rubber bullets, and arrested them. Nice. Wait, were they rubber bulleting? I'm saying nice. I'm hoping they rubber bulleted the white supremacist dudes. That'd be awesome. Let's see. I'm going to play this video. These white supremacists walking around with their swastika flags. They got their faces covered. Show your faces, you bitches. Listen at the anger in their voices. Yeah, that's crazy. They're arresting the protesters. And the Nazi bitches don't look like they're getting arrested. They're arresting the peaceful protesters, the black and white peaceful protesters. Because, you know, a lot of these cops would be fucking in bed with these Nazi bitches. If you don't like the cussing, go listen to another podcast. It's a way of expressing myself. Cold world. That's enough for this morning. I'm about to go get me some food. Probably go lay back down after I let the dog out. I'm gonna just go watch the local news for a minute. And yeah, go lay back down and then go celebrate with my brother and family for his birthday. Later, like around noonish, and then watch the NBA playoffs. Thanks for listening, y'all. My family that's listening, I love y'all, and everyone else, friends, acquaintances, strangers that are listening, thank you for listening. Stay safe, do something good for somebody. I'm gonna get my little music together here from an intro and outro, just figuring out what I'm gonna play today for you guys. And yeah, so happy birthday, big bro. What's his birthday? On the 30th, but we're celebrating today, you know what I mean, because we work and stuff during the weekday, so it's hard to get together like in the evenings and stuff, so that's why we're doing it today. So I am going to go let the dog out. I said that for the third time. And just go get some fresh air, throw a load of clothes in, and then that's it. And we will be back, because we'll be off, you know, today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. So be looking for content coming up here. Appreciate everyone. Stay safe. and I'll holler at y'all soon. Peace. Play a little music for y'all, a little jazz, Sunday morning jazz. Coltrane and Miles Davis. I'm gonna just roll it out for about like 30 or 45 seconds, y'all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Enjoy the Styles P on the way out. Peace.
All these women naked on Instagram. All these men wearing these women clothes. Listen, love, it's a social site. They got you thinking it's a centerfold. Uh-huh. Put it in your mental that your body is a temple, but you don't even care about niggas you let enter, yo. The pussy free, but the crack course. Black girl laws, you should know if your math off. You can tell it is all wrong when your school like in Texas, the spelling is all wrong. Forgot about the race like the melon is all gone. No order in the hood like the felons is all gone. I guess they lost the code or forgot about it. They won't help your moms with a bag that says a lot about it. We better teach them to stand up. They go straight for the gun, never throwing their hands up. Why don't you think about your family? You really a man up.
Man up, man.
I learned that in the cage. Tried to kill us with crack, tried to kill us with AIDS. The shit is like a book, but you never seen in the page. And the city blues got a nigga light in the haze. Is it FBI or IRS? Is it DEA or ATF? Got a nigga sweating, thinking, will they take me next? I ain't Malcolm, but they about to make me X. I got my brain working out, don't make me flex. But
you know how it is.
I do.
Keep your head up, nigga.
All the time.
Stay strong. Stand for some or fall for anything. D-Block, LOX, Ghost One.
Nothing else needs to be said. Keep y'all heads up out here. Stay out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? And until the next one, peace.